Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 25. This is the parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Friends in Christ, there are some people that I find really easy to love. There's my children and my grandchildren. I am just crazy about them. I love spending time with them. I'll do just about anything for them. They're my family. Here at Bethel, I have friends that are part of my small group. And we get together, we have social time, we have Bible study time. And those are people that I really love. I care for them and they care for me. We've been able to celebrate good times together, and we've been able to grieve together when sad times come. If I have to say, to whom am I hospitable, the easy thing to do is to be hospitable to people that I like, to welcome them, to assist them. Of course I'm going to do that. I like them. It is much harder to do that for people that you don't like. And it seems that the gospel call says, of course you're going to be nice to those that you love, and especially you're going to be kind to those that you care about. But the call is to be kind and hospitable to people that are more difficult. The Bible tells us this in many, many different places. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which is in the Gospel according to Matthew, Jesus says something that is really, really quite startling and very appropriate to this theme. He says, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Doesn't that make sense? Of course, you love your neighbor, you love those close to you, and your enemies, you hate them. But Jesus goes on to say this, but I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. Another place that we see this theme is in the Old Testament. You remember the story that the Israelites had been in Egypt and that they were made slaves, and they finally were released by the amazing, miraculous provision of God. And they left Egypt, and for 40 years they wandered through the wilderness. And along the way, they had to fight the nations that were around them who all wanted to exterminate them and to prevent them from finding their way to their new home. Well, they come finally to the land, and they are given instruction. And in Leviticus chapter 23, this really important word is given to them. Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus 19. And it says this. To these people that had been slaves, who had fought the nations, when a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. The Israelites were told that hospitality was to be extended not just to their own sons and daughters and friends. Hospitality was to be extended to the nations who came into their land. Radical, remarkable, and very important to see. In the time of Jesus, when he told the parable of the Good Samaritan, there were people in his society that the Jews had a very difficult time with. They despised the Romans. The Romans were a foreign people, Gentiles who had rolled over their land, had forced themselves upon them, that took over control, and the Jews did not feel good about the Romans at all. But there's a story in chapter 8 of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, where a centurion, a Roman, not only a Roman, but an army man of high rank, came to Jesus, asked for Jesus' intervention in the life of someone close to him. And Jesus honored that. Jesus extended mercy to the Roman. Another group of people that were shunned and ostracized were people who had the disease of leprosy. Leprosy was a terrible disease. It caused a thickening of the skin and deadening of nerves so that sensation was lost, and people would break their fingers and dash their toes and not realize that they had fractures and they would become deformed, and it was a terrible existence. People would say, get away from me, you leper, and would throw rocks at them to force them away because they were so afraid of catching the disease. But also in Matthew chapter 8, what happens is a leper comes to Jesus and says, Lord, if you wish, you can make me well. And Jesus says, I do want to. And Jesus reached out and he touched this man who had been untouched by anyone for who knows how long. And Jesus touches and Jesus heals that leper. Jesus broke the convention. The last group that I wanted to mention were the Samaritans. We heard the parable of the Good Samaritan. To understand this, I want to just take you back in history and tell you how there was a time when the Jews had been defeated by the Babylonians. And the people were sent in exile to Babylon. But not everybody. the Babylonians took the people who were the well-to-do, who were the people of influence and people of responsibility, people who were respected. All the community leaders were taken from Judea and sent to Babylon. Who were left were the uneducated, the common folk. They were left. Now, because the land was largely depopulated, people from the other nations started to come in. And as these ordinary people and these foreigners got together, they started influencing each other. And the language that they spoke was influenced, so they spoke a little bit differently than the other Jews. Their religion, their faith, their understanding of God changed a little bit, so their religion was off. And when the Jews came back from Babylon, they saw these Samaritans who talked different and believed different. They were pretty similar to the Jews, but different in ways that seemed really substantial. And as a result, the Jews and the Samaritans hated each other. It is interesting that when groups are actually quite similar but distinct, they have the worst kind of relationships. We've seen that in so many ways. But Jesus did something remarkable. He showed respect and kindness to Samaritans. In the Gospel according to John, we have the story of Jesus going to a Samaritan woman and speaking with her and teaching with her, having a pretty in-depth theological conversation with a woman, with a Samaritan. And that is, too, a lesson for us. Now, in the scripture reading, which we read today, from Luke chapter 10, we hear the story of a man who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. And that road, which I personally have been on that road, and it's a very narrow road, almost runs through a canyon. And there are places where it gets a bit wider, and there are places where it's one person in single file can only walk on it. In the story, this man is beaten up, left for dead. It's a hot place. It's a dry place. I can only imagine what someone with severe trauma would go through. The story is that a priest came by and saw this man, and I think he's dying. He said he was half dead. A priest, if he would touch a dead body, would become unclean and would be unable to perform his priestly duties. So he said, this cost is too high for me to stop and help this person. I'd have to sacrifice my work, and I'm not going to do it. Pass by. And then came a Levite, another person who had religious functions, who was respected in society, and also said, I don't want to risk. I don't want to put myself out for this person I don't even know. And he passed by on the other side. And then comes a Samaritan, someone who is despised. The context is that the person who was left for dead was a Jewish person. And he lies there, and along comes one who he himself would have despised. And that person who would have every reason to look the other way, to just pass by and say, those people are not my people. He says, I will help this one. He stopped. He got down. He touched him. He gave aid to him. He carried him to a place where he could get treatment, paid for his treatment, and was the guarantor of the care that might be needed to come. The Good Samaritan is a man of hospitality. And Jesus is giving us this lesson so that we can know how we should act. Now, here we are. We're in a time of coronavirus, the time of social distancing. And we want to know, how can we provide that kind of radical Christian hospitality to people when we're not even allowed to be in anywhere close proximity to them? There's different ways. Even though hospitality is risky and hospitality takes effort and hospitality has a cost, we are called to do that. There are so many, many ways that we can do that. And I've seen signs and instances of people doing exactly that, where people reach out when we know that there are people that are alone, people that are lonely, people that are isolated. Spending your own time to be on the phone, to talk to them, to let them know that they are not alone in this. To find out their needs and to meet them. I know people are doing shopping for others and picking up things and bringing flowers to people and leaving them on the front porch. These are wonderful ways. The time is coming when the economic impact of this coronavirus is going to be severe for some. People that have been laid off, people whose businesses are floundering. And the time comes when we will be required to help them, that we'll be required to open our wallets so that others can have hope. That is the call of God to us. It is not easy to be hospitable. We have to do this for the people that we love. We also need to do that for the people who are not so lovable to us. When we show that kind of care and compassion, even to people who are different from us, then the Holy Spirit is being revealed to be working in us. Someone of a different faith, someone of a different culture, someone of different values from you, those are the ones that you should work especially to bless and to aid. For then we show that the Lord is speaking to us and by His Spirit be revealed through us. Friends in Christ, be the people of radical biblical hospitality. Don't be afraid. Show the way and give glory to God. Amen.